Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This breaking news and my take. It is unlikely that we will get a John Durham interim report or any indictments before the election. Now just 37 days away. A debate has begun within the Department of Justice as the timing of John Durham's criminal investigation conclusions. I'm being told by sources it is now too close to the election and could be viewed as politically motivated.
What an absolute crock.
Yeah, why didn't you do that earlier this year? Could have done it very easily.
Easily. No, and literally the week after we find out, hold on. The only people who colluded directly with Russia would be the FBI, the Democrats, and the Hillary Clinton campaign. I mean, you picked the absolute worst 2 days to go on vacation. They were very inconvenient for me, Lee.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Try harder next time.
Okay.
So Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, right?
Yeah.
And then we find out the source of the entire fake Russia collusion narrative was a Russian spy.
Yeah. That was colluding with Democrats.
Yes, colluding with Democrats. The only collusion here at all with Russia was by the Democrats and the FBI.
Well, at least Trump mentioned this in his news conference yesterday.
Yeah, he
and
totally
and
raked
it. Flat it out is like, this is done. This is over with. There's the only people that are colluding with Russians were the Democrats. And I did think it was
with
interesting.
An actual Russian
spy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Under investigation for 2 years by the FBI, who called the Russian spy, quote, a national security threat, unquote. And let's not forget, we can't charge anybody before the election's too hard. Let me help you. You lied to the FISA court about it. That's perjury. It's a felony.
The good thing about this, at least now, is that if Biden says anything about Russian collusion or something about Putin with regard to the president,
he can't.
He can completely turn this around. Which that's why I think Trump's doing this and is mentioning this yesterday and pointing out the fact that Hunter Biden is the one that you need to be looking at. And they keep saying, "Well, Hunter didn't do anything wrong." I'm sorry, he may not have done anything wrong legally that we know about that we have any evidence of. But you can't tell me that there is nothing going on here, that there is nothing at all wrong with the son of a sitting vice president having negotiations and making money from foreign nationals and making deals in a business in which he has no experience.
And that is exactly the point I made on Friday in the Battleground podcast. What was the standard for Trump? Did Trump do anything illegal? No. Is collusion illegal? No. And he was forced by the Mueller investigation, their subpoenas, to turn over 1 million pages of documents. So is Hunter being accused of doing anything illegal? Well, not yet, but that's collusion. And collusion was good enough to turn Trump's life upside down, both in Crossfire Hurricane and the extension of it, which was the Mueller thing. So, okay, let's go down the list. Okay, do we have any payments from the Kremlin or from associates to Putin of Putin's to Trump or anybody around him? No. Do we have it for Biden? Yes.
Yes.
$3.5 million from a Putin associate who was herself involved in human trafficking. Hunter takes thousands of dollars from that, turns it around and puts it into Russian and Ukrainian human trafficking organizations. And we're not interested. If one of the Trump kids had done that, they'd be in prison.
Yeah.
As Donald Trump's son, Trump Jr., pointed out on Twitter, I would be in prison by now for this. He was hauled before Congress, do you remember? Because he talked to a Russian, not anyone associated with Putin, a Russian who was a known lobbyist. He talked to her for less than 15 minutes, walked out of the room because she had nothing of interest to stay. Remember when she came to campaign headquarters? Yeah. We had all kinds of hearings. Hunter's cashing checks from associates of Putin.
Yeah. No interest.
Flooding the money back through human trafficking organizations that are run by an employer. Russian nationals and Ukrainian nationals, both in this country and outside, zero interest. None. But then that makes sense. If your chief witness for your attack on Trump is in fact a Russian spy that the Democrats and the FBI are colluding with. I mean, you can't make this up. No. They interfere. The Democrats in the FBI and Hillary's campaign together colluded with Russia to interfere in our election and accuse Trump of what they were doing, as you always said.
Yep. That's it. That's their typical modus operandi.
And Bill Barr's like, I just can't figure it out. I can. Perjury. Charge them. It's not hard. They perjured themselves before the FISA court. Do you know how we know that? Because in the FISA court opinion on this, there have been two. They said they were lied to by the FBI and the DOJ. Nail them. No, we can't. We have to dig deeper. Why? Why? You didn't have to dig deeper with Roger Stone, did you?
Not a bit.
Perjury was good enough for him. And he didn't do it before a court of law while trying to get a warrant to spy on somebody. He lied to a congressional committee.
And you send the, who was it? Send the law enforcement in with guns drawn.
Oh, yeah. Kick the door in.
To kick the door in for a 70-year-old guy.
For lying to Congress. Yeah. But, you know, Comey, FBI, they can just purge McCabe, Ron Rosenstein, they can perjure themselves all day long. Now, let's think about what Bill Barr is doing here, because it's pretty horrific if you think about it. He just ran the clock out to protect the deep states, what he did. And this is why he has so much time, Lee, to give interviews, because he's not really doing anything during the day.
Yeah,
at least he's not sleeping like Rip Van Sessions. He's awake and doing great interviews, but he's not doing anything. So think about what Barr just did here. He just signaled to the Democrats that if they can win the election, they're off the hook legally, which will motivate them into overtime to do whatever it takes to win. And I mean anything, legal or otherwise. So he just said, listen, you can win this election, you're off the hook. And here's the worst part. The reason we haven't seen most of what the deep state did declassified, because remember, Barr's also in charge of declassification. Boy, did he take Trump. Boy, I tell you what. The reason we haven't seen this stuff declassified, you know why? Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, explained it this weekend, is because John Durham and Bill Barr said, oh, we can't give you the, we can't declassify. That would interfere with our very, 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 very long investigation that will go very far past when we hopefully lose the election. So they use their investigation to justify not declassifying. And now they're saying we can't know before the election because it's too close. Let's listen to Bill Barr tell Maria Bartiromo, yeah, well, whether you guys get, justice, just depends on who wins the election. Why? Can we just not have it?
His investigation will continue. It's not going to stop because of the election. What happens after the election may depend on who wins the election.
He knows that, and he won't declassify. Yeah. I mean, next time you see Trump on TV, look real close. You could see the knife in his back. But this is what you expect. Barr is a Bush guy. This is what they do. They undermine the country. They undermine the Constitution. They undermine our institutions. That is what they do. It is what they have always done since Daddy Bush. Don't forget, Daddy Bush was the head of the CIA. When did the deep state start growing out of control? When was the term deep state first used? It was used by the Washington Post. I'll never forget it. I still have the article. Under Bush, because the intelligence apparatus was growing by leaps and bounds, so much so that it was uncontrollable by Congress. Washington Post first blew the whistle. But then when Obama was in charge of it, they didn't care. They thought it was cool because they were spying on their political enemies. Listen to Senator Ron Johnson. I mean, just you can hear the betrayal in his voice when he's talking about what has just happened here with Barr saying, we're just not going to get to it by the election.
It is incredibly disappointing that John Durham is not going to be reporting. There'd be not. What's political is if he doesn't report.
Yes. So the excuse they're using here, Lee, is this rule. It's not a law. If it's a rule, you do whatever you want. But it's not a law. It's a rule inside the Department of Justice that says you're not supposed to do anything before an election to influence the election. So that would be like, we don't want them indicting all the Republicans right before every election, right? But the rule also says you should not do things. In other words,
you should not do things.
Right. In other words, negative. It would also be political if you knew somebody or a political party had committed crimes and you held it till after the election, that's a no-no too. The media doesn't like to tell you that part, and that is precisely what Bill Barr is doing right now. He could have let this stuff out in June. We knew this stuff. You knew it. I knew it. We all knew it. I've been screaming perjury charges since June. We know they lied. We know they lied to the FISA court. The FISA court told us that in 2017. You don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. He ran the clock out. He's as bad as Lindsey Graham. So whatever, you know, his jaw is flapping. He's out there talking a good. He's a very smart guy. He's talking a good game. He didn't mean any of it. He betrayed us. Absolute betrayal. There's no justice for us. I mean, we have to win the election to have justice now. Are you kidding me? It's just like, and then after the election, wait, there'll be another obstacle, and then another, and then another, and then another. Watch it. If Trump wins this thing, assuming Bill Barr is still around, he'll go 4 more years without. Watch it. He'll go 4 more years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, look a little closer next time you see Trump on the television. One more knife in his back. There's so many, it's hard to notice a new one. But yeah, this one, nice big dagger. Put there by John Durham and Bill Barr, our attorney general. If Maria Bartiromo is right, she's pretty solid. Fox Business. No interim report by the election. We don't have to have the whole full report. Notice she says interim report. They could tell us what they know. They won't. They're not gonna. No interim report and no charges. Now, Lindsey Graham's saying there is another bombshell coming out next week, but we don't get to know the full thing because it might, you know, impact us. But if we knew the full level of the criminality of the Democrats and the FBI together in collusion with the Russians, my God, we might not vote for them, and that wouldn't be fair. The truth is the truth. So Senator Ron Johnson, if you've ever followed him at all, he's a Republican, but he's pretty establishment. And he took this news really, really hard. It is an absolute betrayal of truth, justice, and the American people. Not to put this out before the election because it might influence the election. We want to give the criminals in the Democrat Party who conspired in a coup to take out Trump using a Russian spy as their source. We want to give them a fair chance to win. Why? So they can complete their coup? I mean, why? Why do they deserve a fair chance at anything? Why is the truth a problem here? Here's Ron Johnson reacting.
It is incredibly disappointing that John Durham is not going to be reporting. There would be not, what's political is if he doesn't report.
We got one hope left, folks. John Ratcliffe, who is now the director of national intelligence. It's been one of the key ones asking when he was a Congress member, a Republican, asking questions about what we now know is collusion between a Russian agent, the FBI, the DNC, and Hillary Clinton to frame Trump for Russian collusion when they were the only ones colluding. And they lied to the FISA court three times, three separate FISA applications, absolute felonious perjury. You could get them on three charges if you wanted to. That's 15 years in prison if you wanted. Just start there. This is not hard. It's not complicated. We don't have to figure anything else out. We can take plenty of time figuring other things out after those charges are leveled. It's all it would take. Simple perjury charge. Bill Barr knows it. He's a fraud and a liar. But John Ratcliffe could fix this. He can declassify. He's the director of national intelligence. He can declassify it all. So now the future of the Republic hangs in the hands of John Ratcliffe because Bill Barr just can't bring himself to do it. You know what is the most pernicious thing here? The most disgusting thing? Makes me feel dirty even talking about it. It's so dirty and nasty. Let me tell you what John Durham and Bill Barr did here. Because it's just disgusting. And Ron Johnson lays it out. Senator Ron Johnson, he said, listen, we've had subpoenas for this information going back to 2017. And when Bill Barr came in and Trump gave him the authority to declassify over a year ago, Durham and Barr have said, no, no, we can't. It'll affect Durham's investigation. We can't fill those subpoenas that the FBI has been ignoring as if they were royalty for 3 years. And the DOJ has been ignoring as if subpoenas don't apply to them for 3 years. Because I've been telling you folks, the Department of Injustice and the FBI have taken the position that they are Washington, D.C. royalty, and subpoenas from Republicans do not apply to them. They do not answer to Congress in any meaningful way. That is their position. And Bill Barr allowed them to continue in that vein with his own agency not filling the subpoenas, using the excuse that John Durham needed this info to stay declassified so that he could continue with his investigation. So they run it up to less than 40 days to the election, go, oh, we ran out of time. So sorry. We can't tell anybody what's going on now. See how dirty that is? You can hear the barely disguised discuss, quite frankly, rage in Ron Johnson's voice. He's a pretty mild-mannered guy here about how they've all been had.
We have been prevented from getting documents because John Durham doesn't want us to in any way, shape, or form affect his prosecution. So the bottom line, that means the American people might go to the polls without knowing the full extent and all the detail of all the corruption. Again, of that FBI investigation and the corruption of the transition process. I think John Durham, if he's not going to present indictments, Attorney General Barr has to make available to the American public what they've already found out, or at a minimum, provide those documents to people like me that these things are under subpoena.
Yes.
Now, John Ratcliffe has to declassify this information so that we can make it public to the American public before the election.
Yes, screw their investigation, declassify. Declassify. We already know the source was a Russian spy. We know that. We're done here. Texter, I say, Tara, every time I hear something like this, I always ask myself, what is it the powerful people have over the heads of people like Bill Barr? Or what threats against their life have been made? No, let me explain. I answered that question a couple weeks ago, but I'll tie it all together for you. The FISA report, about a month ago now on a Friday, dropped their latest bombshell. The FBI has, inside the FBI, an NSA database. That NSA database collects everything on everybody in America. And you'd think by now they'd stop the illegal searches. You'd think that. Of the 16,000 searches done by the FBI of the FISA database, how many of those were legal last year? Do you know? You got a warrant like you're supposed to. You know how many were legal of the 16,000? Seven. Less than 10. They haven't stopped. They haven't changed. Remember when you're asking me, what do they have over their heads? Remember when Maxine Waters said, Obama has a database unlike anybody has ever seen in life. And it has everything on everybody. That's what they have. But we learned something. I mean, shocking. It was buried in the middle of a Fox News article. I didn't know this. I had always thought that the NSA database that the FBI was illegally trolling. And by the way, we know they used it to search political campaigns because that was in Marie Collier's, Rosemarie Collier's FISA report in 2017. They were using this for political research for the Democrats. But listen to this. For the first time we learned, I'd always thought that data, we all thought the database only contained text and emails and then data on who you were calling. For the first time in that Fox News article, it said they have the phone calls too. The phone calls. The phone calls. Like, they can hear the phone calls. What do they have? That's what they have. And they illegally used it 15,000 plus times just last year. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's all good. It's all good. And Bill Barr, by the way, advocated for them to continue to have unfettered access to that very database they're probably using to scare the life out of him. That's what they have. They have it all.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're not spending a lot of time watching other media, you have no real perspective on how absolutely bonkers the left has gone over this election. They are declaring a civil war. I mean, like a shooting one. It is, I mean, they're literally talking about Americans taking up arms against each other. It is the height of irresponsibility to use this kind of rhetoric. It's not coming from us. It's coming from them. Let me tell you what they're reacting to. Trump had the absolute temerity and complete audacity to suggest he would not accept an election outcome that was caused by fraud. Reasonable position. Kayleigh McEnany couldn't have made it clearer what he said. Trump said it several times. Let's hear her repeat it. This is what caused them to talk civil war. In their point of view, if Trump does not accept election fraud, massive election fraud, then there's going to be a civil war.
The president will accept the results of a free and fair election. But I think that your question is more fitting to be asked of Democrats who have already been on the record saying they won't accept the results of an election.
Yeah. So Hillary goes on the record and says, nah, I mean, Biden shouldn't, Biden shouldn't concede under any circumstances. That includes he loses. They said that. Where does that come from? This idea of a civil war. We're not talking this. This is what scares me. We're not talking this way. They are. Shooting a civil war? Why? Why would we need to have one of those? We're going to the polls to vote. Our side isn't talking this way. Tom Friedman is. He compared, he is a New York Times columnist. He's hysterical in this clip. And I want you to hear this because I want you to understand what's being said against you, how absolutely deranged it is right now. They are literally out there fomenting violence on a daily basis. Based on like nothing. Other than Trump saying, look, there's 81 million votes floating around out there. And they are terribly fraudulent. I'm going to have an article in just a minute here about people all over the country. They're getting ballots mailed to them for relatives that haven't lived in the state since 1967 and have been dead for 4 years. This is the level of fraud we're talking about. That's all Trump and Kayleigh McEnany said last week. Look, if there's massive fraud, no, we're not going to accept the results of this election. If it's free and fair, yeah, sure, fine. This is now the height of controversy. Listen to the hysteria being whipped up here by New York Times columnist Tom Friedman. This is the height of irresponsibility. He compared what he says is going, absolute fact, going to happen after the election, a shooting civil war, to the first war he covered as a reporter, a civil war in Lebanon. Listen to this hysterical junk.
I'm terrified to find myself ending my career as a journalist covering America's potential second civil war in its history.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I think what happened in the last few days is a six-alarm fire. I think it's DEFCON 5. The president of the United States has told us either I win the election or I delegitimize the election. Those are your choices, folks. This is certainly the most frightening moment in my life. If you're not frightened now, if you are not terrified for what could happen, it's not we might have a disputed election. It is we are going to have a disputed election.
Where was the first time the Civil War, the shooting Civil War was mentioned? Terrified me. New York Times. August. They were referring to a Transition Integrity Project meeting that had occurred in May and June. They'd had a series of them. And in the meeting, Biden loses the Electoral College, loses the electoral vote. Trump wins outright. But then Biden refuses to concede. Just says, no, I'm not going to. And they keep counting votes. Just keep counting, keep counting, keep counting. In that scenario, a shooting war begins. Civil war. They brought this up. Not us. This isn't coming from us. That's what scares me. This is that. They're telling you the plan. They're telling you how bad they think it could get because they're in the process of causing it to get that bad. Then Hillary Clinton comes out after that and says, yeah, no, totally. He shouldn't concede even if he loses. Wow. And now Tom Friedman's talking shooting civil war. Here's Anderson Cooper, who was interviewing him.
It certainly kind of is a waving red flag to armed supporters of the president who feel aggrieved, who, you know, believe in conspiracy theories, who are showing up already to protests, to, you know, guard garages and stuff. It certainly puts them on notice that the president is up for the idea of not having a peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah, I think that you simply cannot count on.
Yeah, he's, you know, basically you can't count on Trump to just go ahead and peacefully concede. Listen to Tom Friedman. He's the head columnist at the New York Times, folks. Compare Trump saying, hey, if there's fraud in this election, I'm not conceding. That's a very rational point of view. I would expect the same of Biden. I'd expect no less. Listen to Tom Friedman comparing Trump trying to steal the election to banana Republicans. I want you to understand the hysteria they're whipping them into so you can understand the frenzy that they are in. These poor people on their side have been lied to. They think that they live under a president controlled by Putin. Okay, that's enough to make you crazy. It's an absolute, complete lie. And now this, Trump is an autocratic dictator trying to hold on to the White House. They're going to go insane. Don't be surprised when they start shooting.
How does this play out in other countries that you've seen? I mean, again, well, I can't even believe we're having this conversation.
I can't either.
Yeah. I just...
It's you guys, not us.
Well, you know, I was, before I came on, I was reading up about Belarus, you know, this Russian satellite, basically, where their president basically cooked the election. He's been in power 26 years, saying the country needs me now. We're in a terrible crisis. And, you know, the State Department's made some mild protests. But as a foreign correspondent, that's sort of what you do. You cover those kind of elections and then you call the State Department and you get some statement, hopefully a strong one, you know, that stands up for the principles of self-determination and free and fair elections. That's what I did all these years as a foreign correspondent. Now you have to do it in your own country. Only the people you'd want to call, the Justice Department, they're not answering the phone. They're in on the joke. Of course, it's not a joke at all.
So the very people who lied to you and told you your president was controlled by Russia and colluding with them, which was enough to whip the left into a hysterical frenzy, are now saying, comparing us to Belarus and Trump to a strong-armed dictator. Folks, these people want violence. This isn't us. This is them. And it scares me to think what they have planned for the day after the election. I guarantee it's going to be nothing like what we've ever seen.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the mainstream media channels, they're whipping them into a frenzy. Trump is an autocratic, fascistic dictator who is trying to steal the election. The only way to fight him is going to have to be some sort of civil war. You're like, what? So you're not hearing all this. If you listen to me, listen to talk radio, get your news from Fox News, you're not hearing what it sounds like. You want a sample? It's really scary. Take a listen.
Trump has been so consistently all of those things, xenophobic, autocratic, and fascistic for so long now that even everyone who's kind of resisted that language now, it's not even that you apply it reluctantly, you apply it because there are no other words.
Well, you now have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating Latinos. He is inciting hatred, inciting violence.
There is no difference from what Donald Trump is preaching from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s. Let's just say it once and for all.
Trumpism is something akin to a fascist social and political movement.
In America, that we finally have a proper conversation about the F word, fascism. I know, it's really controversial. People get very uncomfortable when you mention it. But to borrow a line, if not now, when? And if not us, the free press, then who?
The thing that is so disturbing about the entire thing is not that Donald Trump is a fascist and not that Donald Trump is an aspiring autocrat, but is that the response to all of that has only gotten more intensely positive in his crowd.
Right.
And whether Donald Trump wins or loses this fall, those people and those views that they cheer and they embrace in Donald Trump, that slice of the electorate will still be here. And that is why I keep saying over and over again, the man is dangerous, but he is a symptom and not a cause.
I began my career as a journalist covering Lebanon's second civil war in its history. And I'm terrified to find myself ending my career as a journalist covering America's potential second civil war in its history.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I think what happened in the last few days is a six-alarm fire. I think it's DEFCON 5. The president of the United States has told us either I win the election or I delegitimize the election.
They're literally reacting to him and Kayleigh McEnany saying, look, if this election is, you know, fraught with fraud, we're not going to accept it. That's what all this hysteria is about. They are whipping them into a frenzy over there on these other stations with more lies. And keep in mind, these poor people, they already think that Trump is a Putin puppet. I mean, think about that level of derangement. They have no idea that it was the Democrats colluding with Putin and a Russian spy. They don't know any of it. And then you tell them this on top of it, they must be terrified over there on these other stages. These poor people. And they're weaponized. They're getting them ready for what it is they have planned after the election.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.